Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, November 23rd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Sydney Newman. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia podcast episode exploring the life and legacy of Sydney Newman. Alloy, hello everyone. Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into captivating stories from the vast world of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're exploring a name that resonates significantly in the realms of television and pop culture, Sydney Newman. Now, some of you might be scratching your heads trying to pinpoint exactly where you've heard that name. Well, you're in for a treat because Sydney Newman played a monumental role in shaping television as we know it today. So, grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and let's journey through the life and achievements of this remarkable individual. Born in Toronto, Canada in 1917, Sydney Cecil Newman didn't originally set out to become a television icon. In fact, if you had met the young Sydney wandering the streets of Toronto, you'd probably have seen him sketching movie posters or dreaming of becoming a Hollywood director. Isn't it fascinating how life sometimes takes us on unexpected paths? Newman initially pursued photography and design at the Ontario College of Art, which, let's face it, isn't an obvious segue into television. But here's where it gets interesting. During the Second World War, his career took a turn. Sydney worked as a film editor and scriptwriter for the National Film Board of Canada. I like to think that this was where he first flexed his creative muscles, blending the art of storytelling with the power of visual media in a way that was both engaging and thought-provoking. Alloy, now listeners, how many of you have a TV show or a movie that completely changed the way you perceive things? Think back. What was it, and how did it influence you? For Newman, his watershed moment came after the war when he moved to the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and later the British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC. At the BBC, Sydney Newman emerged as a pivotal figure in shaping the British television landscape. His mantra was simple but powerful: create TV that could both entertain and educate. He had a penchant for pushing boundaries, taking risks, and most notably, he had a vision for stories that prioritized human narratives. Which leads us to ask, what is it about storytelling that captures our imaginations, that helps us see the world through different eyes? Alloy. Now, for those of you tuning in who might be wondering, what did Sydney Newman exactly do that was so groundbreaking? Let me paint you a picture. It's 1963, a cold November day in Britain, and millions of viewers tune in to watch the very first episode of a new science fiction series called Doctor Who. That's right. Sydney Newman was the man behind one of the most iconic series in television history. His commitment to innovative storytelling and character development allowed Doctor Who to break the mold, presenting science fiction as a medium to address complex themes and societal issues through the lens of time travel. How many of you have been Whovians at one point in your life? What about the show captivated you? Was it the TARDIS, the ever-evolving Doctor, or the way it opened up a world of endless possibilities? Alloy. Sydney Newman's influence didn't stop there. His work on the Avengers, no, not the Marvel kind, introduced audiences to dynamic, stylish, and clever espionage tales that captured the spirit of 1960s fashion and adventure. These shows highlighted Newman's ability to anticipate audience desires and challenge the status quo with groundbreaking female leads who weren't just secondary characters, but instead stood as a vital part of the story. Moreover, what I find truly inspiring about Sydney is his contribution to television beyond just entertainment. He was imbued with this deep belief that television could be a transformative educational force. His initiatives often featured robust cultural representation and addressed societal issues directly. It's thought-provoking, isn't it, to consider how media influences our cultural norms and perceptions? Alloy, let's fast forward a little. Despite being a pivotal figure, Sydney Newman didn't remain in the spotlight. He returned to Canada in the late 1960s, continuing his work in television but sparking less fanfare. Yet, The legacy he left behind at the BBC and beyond ripples through the industry to this day. And here's where I urge you, dear listeners, to consider the long tail of influence. How many shows today can trace their roots back to a genius like Sidney Newman and the risks he took? It's ideas like his that allow us to enjoy the robust offerings of modern television. So before we wrap up our exploration of Sidney Newman, I want to leave you with this thought. How might your job, your art, or your day-to-day choices contribute to a larger story, a larger legacy like Newman's? Perhaps you're already creating something that could inspire future generations. Or maybe you're still finding your path, like young Sidney with his movie posters and dreams of Hollywood. Remember, in the vast world of TV and media, it's often those who are willing to challenge the status quo that leave a lasting mark. I'd love for you to rethink what entertainment can mean in your life and how your personal narratives might shape tomorrow's stories. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. Stay curious, question what you see, and as you explore more stories from the world, remember Sidney Newman, a true pioneer of television. Until next time, take care and keep exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Sidney Newman. Thanks for listening. See you next time.